Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
With Alex Ferrario and Tanner Hendrickson, I'm Brandon Kiley. Very happy to go out to the Brownie and Crouppen Celebrity Line. The voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber, joining us here on the show. Kerbs, always appreciate the time, man. How you doing today?
Guys, hanging in. How are you?
Doing all right. So the Blues back in action, hopefully, as long as nothing comes up with these COVID situations, with the Avalanche tonight, pregame with Alex at 5:30. You guys have the puck drop coming up at 6:30. Alex said something interesting earlier today where Kerbs, he was talking about how this could be kind of a magic gangst game for the Blues, not for the here and now, but if they end up in the postseason, how close they are to a team like Colorado. What are you going to be looking for tonight to indicate to you where they're at relative to one of the best teams in the West?
Well, I just want to see from them tonight, I think, the same development of the game that we've seen over the last seven. You know, one of the games they lost during that seven-game losing streak was that game to Colorado with Cale Makar at an eye. You know, at Ryan O'Reilly had the puck. He didn't get it out. Cale Makar shoots it to the net. It deflects off Schwartz right in front of him and then goes all the way to the net through six legs and in. And otherwise, that game goes to overtime, and maybe you win that game in overtime. I'm looking for a close game between these two teams. And that's it. And when you're playing well, if you play the right way, you will win more than you lose, and then sometimes just luck doesn't end up on your side in the end. But I would say that that's pretty much what I'm looking for today. I think there's still time with 15 games left in the season to continue to develop some of the team game that the Blues have now that they are about as healthy as they're going to get until Robert Thomas comes back. Knock on wood, you don't lose anybody else. So keeping that in mind. Keeping in mind the fact that you're playing four of the next five against Colorado, this one ought to be well. And you know what? They match up pretty well against the Avalanche in these situations. I think they match up better against Colorado than they do against Vegas. So I'm looking very forward to this one today.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one too, Kerbs. You know, I know you're a schedule guy and you pay close attention to kind of that impact. And I think it's interesting with that game being postponed against Minnesota the other day, that puts the Blues with two games in the Honda West Division where nobody else is playing, gives them two games in hand on the Arizona Coyotes on top of the game being played Saturday. And those last two games against the Kings and Minnesota, it benefits the Blues, doesn't it, Kerbs, in terms of just playoff positioning and where they're at, playoffs or not?
It does. I mean, it does. This is really just a race of getting in. You know, this is really just a race of getting in. So even an overtime loss to Colorado, an overtime loss to Minnesota, heck, for that matter, even an overtime loss to Arizona, well, whatever. Anyway, you get points. You know, it's critical right now for this hockey team. Either way, you're going through two juggernaut teams if you're going to make it to a conference final. And that would include, and when I say that would include even, let's say it is Colorado, Vegas, Minnesota, and St. Louis that were to make the playoffs. If Minnesota were to knock off one of those top teams and the Blues were to knock off one of those top teams as the third and fourth seed, you'd have to say that you've got a pretty doggone team yourself if you're beating a team for seven games. So the first two rounds are just going to be nasty. So I think right now you just focus on getting in.
Kerbs, what's changed for you in the last few games? I know you mentioned going back as far as like seven games now with the way that they're playing, but what's changed for you? What do you think has led to them getting back on track?
Colton Parayko getting back in the lineup is a big part of it. I think that has taken 20 minutes of tough defensive minutes off of somebody's plate and allowed Mike Van Ryan to shift those minutes around a little bit and stabilize things. I think you're able, because Colton's team, and Jake Wallman, by the way, playing well with him, but because they can take a few more defensive zone draws, that's allowing you to put Krug in some more offensive zone draws, things like that, those, the snowball effect of a guy coming in the lineup. Another part of it, make no mistake about it, we've been honest about this for a long time on these hits we do, guys, is the fact that we needed better goaltending. We were getting good goaltending, but we weren't getting difference-making goaltendings through some of that stretch. And in the last handful of games, we've gotten difference-making goaltending. And any team, I mean, any of these top teams, there is not one team in the, well, maybe Colorado. Maybe Colorado, and we'll see what Dubnyk does for them. But it's been a long time since you've had a team go through, win everything, and did it in spite of their goaltender or without having to worry about needing excellent goaltending. Could Colorado be that team to step up and maybe do that now? Yes, but like, can Vegas do it without Fleury playing as well as he's played, or Leonard? No, I don't think so. I mean, I think the goaltending and Jordan Binnington kind of stabilizing his game has been a huge, huge key to that.
Yeah, I agree with that one, Curbs. Another player I wanted to ask you about is the guy who's playing in his 700th game tonight in the NHL, and that's Braden Schenn. And Curbs, we've talked about this before on This Week in Hockey, but I'm curious your take on just Schenn's impact with this organization, because statistically, since he has been acquired by Doug Armstrong, he leads the Blues in pretty much every offensive category.
Yeah, you know what? We've seen Braden Schenn go through some scoring droughts before. And yes, as Doug Armstrong said after the trade deadline, him and Kyrou are the next guys up to kind of start to get that offense going again. But you know what you're going to get from him every single night. You know you're going to get the hard effort. You know that if somebody needs to get hit in the corner, he's going to be the guy to lead and do it. So and he has been picking up some assists in that stretch. It's not like he's gone, you know, 0 points in that window. There have been assists. So he has played roles in goals during that stretch of hockey. I might be a little less concerned about him than the others, because knowing the way he plays the game, if he weren't getting any chances, that'd be one thing. Knowing the way he plays the game, some of those goals are eventually going to start going in. So I'm not overly concerned about that. I think you've got to make sure that, in my opinion, you've got to make sure that you find a comfortable level of consistency with Sanford, Bozak, and Hoffman on that third line, you know, and then you hope that with Kyrou and Barbashev on the fourth line joining Clifford, that Kyrou is able to help chip in offensively there as well. And if you can do that, you're going to start creating some mismatch problems that'll give some teams some headaches.
Last thing that I wanted to ask you about is, we're talking to the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber, here on 101 ESPN. Curbs, the talk for probably the week or two, maybe even longer than that, leading up to the trade deadline, is what the Blues were going to do with Mike Hoffman, whether or not he would be here after the deadline. And now we know, we've got the answer. He's going to be a part of this thing, and with Robert Thomas out of the lineup for the time being, he's going to be a significant piece to what the Blues are trying to accomplish. How do you think they get the most out of him? Is there anything that needs to change, whether it be on their end or his end? How do they get the most out of Mike Hoffman over the next month while you're down the stretch here?
Well, I think there's probably several aspects to that. I think one, Mike's got to keep his consistent level of play up where he's helping create those chances. But he's a shooter. He's not a playmaker. He's not the player that's going to go into the corner, dig it out, move it to the right, move it back to the left, and then find somebody to shovel it off to the way a Robert Thomas does, the way a Jaden Schwartz does, right? He's a guy that has to be in a shooting position, and you've got to find a way to get him the puck. So right now, and Tyler Bozak has that ability. So Tyler Bozak's got to be the guy, and Zach Sanford's got to be the guy going to get to it. And sometimes when that happens, it might look like he's floating or he's drifting out there and not being as impactful. And I don't know that that's always the case or fair. If one of those guys wins those puck battles and can find him, he's going to snipe it and shoot it real quick. So to me, part of it is, yes, he's got to stay consistent in his compete level. But two, I think the Blues have to do a good job of finding him when he's open and getting the puck and getting it to him when he's open. Because when he does, we've seen that shot at times to be almost unstoppable, almost like Ovechkin's from the other side of the ice at times. So I think that's what you need. And the other thing is don't expect what you shouldn't expect. You know, I mean, if you've got a shooter, don't expect him to be a playmaker. Get him the puck and let him shoot it. And then hopefully, and then, you know, what you do expect is the defensive responsibilities when that happens are there. And I think we've seen that part of his game. So look, he's got to be motivated, doesn't he? I mean, he's going to be an unrestricted free agent again for the second straight year at the end of this year. If he lights it up right now and helps lift this team into a playoff spot and then has a strong playoff round or two or who knows more, imagine what that could mean going into next season for him. So I got to think you'd have a very motivated player.
I would think so. I mean, the critique about him has always been, is he a good stats, bad team guy? Is he a guy that doesn't contribute to winning hockey? And if he can do that down the stretch for the Blues, you would think that that would be a selling point for him in the offseason. He's Chris Kerber, voice of the Blues. You will hear him on the call. Blues versus Avalanche, as long as that game is played tonight. Puck drop with him and Joey coming up at 6:30. Kerbs, we always enjoy it, man. Have a good night. Have a good call. We'll talk with you again soon.
All right, guys. Talk to you in a couple hours. Thanks.
Got it. That is Chris Kerber here on 101 ESPN. With Alex Ferrario and Tanner Hendrickson, I'm Brandon Kiley. We're going to cross things over with the fast lane next. We got to talk about Lane Thomas because I think today might be the last time we see him start for the Cardinals for a while. We'll talk about it next. 101 ESPN.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.